Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today, we'd like to welcome two new stations to the Minnesota Military Radio Network, KXRA 1490 AM out of Alexandria, and News Channel 1300 KPMI out of Bemidji. If you're unable to hear Minnesota Military Radio at your armory, lake home, or while visiting your relatives outstate Minnesota, please have your local radio station go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com and click on Contact Us to send me a message. We'd be happy to talk to them about joining the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Today's show is the two-year anniversary of Minnesota Military Radio, and we're going to take a look back on some of the stories we've been able to share and meet the team responsible for putting the show on the air. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Today is Veterans Day, a day of remembrance that sprung from the end of World War I. The armistice was signed on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Since then, nations commemorate that event with a moment of silence. That moment of silence punctuates the air and focuses everyone's attention to the heroism of those who have served, those who are currently serving, and those who died in service to our country. We don't mark this day as a day of celebration of victory, but rather as a celebration of those who made victory possible. It's a day we keep the brave men and women, our nation's veterans, in our mind. These people stand out as friends and neighbors in our communities. The lawyer, the truck driver, the sheriff's deputy, the nurse, the teacher, or the tax advisor, as those who do not stand on the sidelines. They volunteer to train, sacrifice, and perform under pressure whenever and wherever needed. These men and women do not sit back in silence, but stand as one against a chaotic world to try and bring about peace. To all of them, today's veterans, and to the families of the fallen, there is no tribute, no commemoration, no praise that can match the magnitude of your service and your sacrifice. But we offer a humble moment of silence. Thank you for listening. Today's veterans are talented, team-oriented, and technologically savvy. Help good businesses get better by hiring today's veteran.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Joining me now is the man that's responsible for putting Minnesota Military Radio on the air, the program director from Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, Andrew Lee.
Thank you for having me, Tom. It's great to be here.
It's fun after 2 years to finally get you on the air.
You've never asked before. This is the first time you've invited me, so absolutely.
Well, since you're the boss, you now have an open invitation anytime you want to come on.
Storm on in.
Mr. Lee, I thought it'd be fun to tell a story about this whole idea came from your brain. It's your fault, sir.
Just everything that has happened over the last years, I bear responsibility for. Absolutely.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. Now, having this show on the station has been really, in the 2.5 years I've been here, one of the proudest things that I've done with this station. And you guys work so hard on this show, and you put so much effort and dedication to it that, you know, I can't give you enough accolades. And I'm really proud and honored to have your show on this station.
Thank you, sir. Let's try to tell the... I don't take compliments well, so we'll let that one go.
That'll just linger out there for a moment.
Where did this idea come from? I know when I first met you through one of your account reps here, we went to lunch, and mm-hmm. and you kept asking me questions about the military, and, mm-hmm. and I thought we were going to talk about my business show. And then you conveyed to me that it was your desire to make sure that this station did a good job to support our troops and their families.
It all started, I came here from Tucson, Arizona. That was the station I was at before coming here. And Tucson, Arizona is home of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, a huge part of that community there. And I realized early on that there was this large population segment that is vital to the economy of Tucson that was all but being ignored by all the media. They weren't getting any attention. They weren't getting anything directed towards them, and especially the families. I mean, tons of families lived on this base. Now, this is in 2007. You know, we're deep in involved in Iraq. We're deeply involved in Afghanistan. There's deployed military all over the place, and you've got families at Davis-Monthan that are, you know, struggling. It's hard. You got family members deployed overseas, and I wanted to do something for them. I wanted to give them, you know, some programming, some content that they could really gather around and enjoy. And it started with doing a couple of holiday programs and holiday promotions geared towards them. And what it evolved into was a show called American Warrior, where we told the stories of veterans, active military, their families. And then that was the basic idea of the show was just, let's just tell some stories. And it turned out to be a wildly successful show, very popular, did a lot of great for the community. And so when I came here, you know, I wanted to keep that going along. This is a conservative political station, and conservative politicals often talk about support the troops, but too often you don't give them any tangible ways to do that, and you don't give them real action items. You know, it's rhetoric, but you want to actually do something. So one of the first things I wanted to do was find something that could serve that community here as well. So going to lunch with you and our account executive was just fortuitous in that you were deeply involved with Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. And that's the perfect type of organization that I wanted to do. It's some tangible action items that really show ways to get out there and be active and support the troops. And that's when the idea just developed from there. I mentioned to you it would be great to have a weekend show that was geared towards the military, that was geared towards active members. And you kind of took the ball and ran with it from there and really fleshed out this idea of joining with the National Guard and taking it from there. So
you trapped me. You found some flag waving ex old sergeant, Vietnam veteran, and just sucked me right into this deal. You've created a monster.
We're speaking again. I take full responsibility. I'm very sorry.
We're speaking with Andrew Lee, the program director from Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 on Minnesota Military Radio. Mr. Lee, this is a major commitment on your part. The station not only provides the time, but the studios, the producer, you've really backed it up. And beyond that, not only putting the show on the air, you've helped the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. You've done public service announcements. From where I'm sitting, the station really proved in this marketplace that you are supporting the troops and the families. What a wonderful thing to do.
Thank you very much. That means a lot to hear. And you know, I'm a firm believer that every station needs to be, you know, you got to do good. You got to do good things. You got to find something that you can really get known for. You know, we have such a gift of this, you know, frequency, this ability to broadcast to all these people. And yeah, we're a business, and yeah, we're in it to build ratings and make some money. But if you don't do good things in that process, then, you know, you're limiting you're not taking advantage of the gift that's really made available to you. So, you know, it's something I'm passionate about. It's something I care about. It also aligns very nicely with the people that listen to this station, the consumers of this station. So it works out in all respects.
Mr. Lee, we've had a lot of support from Davis Nemer in the morning. I want to play a short clip for you.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Tom Lyons live from Kuwait. He's embedded with the Minnesota National Guard in Kuwait.
Here I am, half a world away, and Tom Emmer's still got to go to the political station. I thought you understood this was Minnesota Military Public Affairs.
Yes, I do, and you know that I'm just having fun with you and all those guys over there. They're great, and this is not about being one political party or the other. This is about sacrifice. This is about sacrifice and protecting our freedom.
Mr. Lee, the guys have been great. Davis Nemer in the morning, they've supported us from the first day.
I also bear responsibility for that program as well.
you do produce the boys in the morning. I don't know how you do that. You know, I met with you, we were fortunate enough, I reached out to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard and the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and they both stepped up right away. What an opportunity to tell the story of military in Minnesota and veterans benefits, and we've had unprecedented access to the Minnesota National Guard and all the programs at the MDVA. worked out pretty well.
Well, you know, that's the thing. If you're not directly involved or you don't have a family member directly involved with some aspect of the military, there's so many great stories that you really never get to hear. There's so many great stories to be told. Not even the big high-profile stories involving combat operations and things like that. It's just the day-to-day operations are fascinating to so many people, how life works when you're in the National Guard or in any branch of the military. And that's what I really enjoy about the show the most, is just the ability to learn. You know, for me, someone who, you know, I've never been in the military, never been involved in the military, but it's something I'm very passionate about supporting. But, you know, I listen to the show and I learn new things all the time.
Mr. Lee, we just got about a minute left, but I wonder, we've been to Camp Ripley, we've been to Kuwait. We had you up to Camp Ripley,
yep,
to visit with some of those things.
When do I get to go to Kuwait?
You're a little late on that one. But I wonder if you can remember back to what you imagined the show could be to today, what it is and where we've been. Just 30 seconds, what do you think?
It's exceeded all my expectations. You guys work tremendously hard on this show, and it's so nice to have have the show on here that I know is just going to be a quality program week in and week out. And that's a testament, and all the affiliates that you're adding that you mentioned at the beginning of this segment, two new affiliates. I mean, that's just a testament to the quality and hard work that you guys put into this. And thank you for bringing this to my station.
Well, Mr. Lee, we got to wrap up this segment, but on behalf of everyone involved, thank you and Twin Cities News Talk for putting us on the air and giving us this opportunity and allowing us to share it with the outstate radio stations so that all of our veterans and all our service members can hear it. We're having a lot of fun with it. We're telling a lot of good stories. And one of these days, I'm going to have to take you out and whip you. But thanks anyway, Mr. Lee, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been an honor working with you guys.
We have to take a short break now. When we come back, we'll be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Olson from the Minnesota National Guard, and we'll see how that part of the show unfolded. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Joining me now is Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Olson, the Public Affairs Officer for the Minnesota National Guard. Colonel Olson, welcome back to the show. We haven't had you on the air for a while.
Well, it's great to be back, Tom. It's great to be here.
Colonel, in the first segment, we told the story about where the show came from Andrew Lee, the program director here at Twin Cities News Talk. And after I had met with him and he came up with the idea, I got an appointment with the adjutant general at that point, who was General Shelido, and went over and said, we have this opportunity. And, of course, he introduced me to General Nash. And right after that, General Nash introduced me to you. It was quite an event, wasn't it?
I was invited into the smoke-filled room to find out how we could make this happen. You know, it was a very exciting time back in the Minnesota National Guard. Then we were under a transformation from Brevet Lieutenant General Larry Shelito, our Adjutant General, was transferring to Major General Rick Nash, and I'll tell you, General Nash was so supportive of the National Guard being involved in an opportunity to tell the stories of our great soldiers and airmen, and then to partner with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs so that we could tell the broader story of veterans and our commitment to Yellow Ribbon. It's just been an outstanding opportunity for the Minnesota Guard, and we just love your passion that you bring to this great show.
And it was an extremely busy time for General Nash. It was a change of command. He was just taking over the command of the Minnesota National Guard, probably had tons of things to do. And here comes a civilian saying, you want to do a Minnesota military public affairs show? But he took it on.
Well, he does. You know, General Nash is he's very, very, very good about communicating what our soldiers and airmen are doing with our communities, and really thoroughly enjoys the opportunity each week to sit down and provide a message. He calls it generally speaking. And gets a chance to inform people about what our 14,000 members are doing.
And we've got a clip from the very first show when General Nash did, generally speaking. Let's play that now.
As I begin my first week as Minnesota Adjutant General, I'd like to reflect on the character of this great institution. I know that the people of Minnesota count on the National Guard to serve our state and nation in times of difficulty, and I am committed to ensuring that we remain ready. I also want to acknowledge the great work accomplished by my predecessor, Lieutenant General Larry Shelito, and his exceptional service to our state and nation over the last 7 years. He has been a friend and a mentor to me and has guided a monumental transformation of the Minnesota National Guard.
Colonel, that was from the first show, and we've had a message from General Nash every show for 2 years, and it just so happens that shortly after that change of command, General Shalito took on a new job, didn't he?
As our commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. So it was a great match and a great continuity. And you know, looking back, it is pretty daunting to take on an hour long show each week, and we really had to think about that as we approached that. But you know, I look very closely at the assistance that the Minnesota Guard and our professional team of broadcasters could bring to it. You know, we had just come back from a pretty intensive deployment to Iraq, and we had a great broadcast team. We had Staff Sergeant Ben Houtkooper. He was our broadcast chief in Iraq with the Red Bulls, and Sergeant Johnny Angelo, and they're really very much the backbone of this show, assisting Adam and Beth as we put the show together. You know, many people may not know this, but while we were in Iraq, we had a daily radio segment that we put out by podcast called Red Bull Radio. We also had a weekly TV show called Red Bull Report. We ran a website and really advanced social media. So this was nothing new to the team that brought this on, and they just really attacked it. I couldn't be me more proud of them. And I'm going to brag on them, not only in their service in Iraq. They earned the best radio show in the National Guard and also the best radio show in the Army, and they've continued that commitment to excellence and industry and military awards to this day with this show.
And Colonel, without that team helping us, there's no way that we'd have been able to do all of the things we do with the military interviews, the stories we tell about the veterans benefits, the Yellow Ribbon programs, and then line up interviews with all of our veterans that have, a lot of whom have some pretty interesting stories about their service to our country.
What will they do? And it's easy to, it's easier to, when you have such great content, to be recognized. And very, very pleased to inform the audience that just this week received two other industry awards, the Gold Marcom Award. That's the Association of Marketing and Communication. We earned two awards this week. That was on a promotional piece that we put out for this, and then also that radio show live from Kuwait that received special honors for a radio segment.
And I think we've got a little clip from that we should play right now.
We are live from Camp Virginia, Kuwait, embedded with Minnesota National Guard's 1st Brigade Combat Team, 34th Red Bull Infantry Division.
Colonel, we've been fortunate in the last 2 years. We've taken the show out to an American Legion post. We've been up to Camp Ripley a couple of times, and then we were able to go to Kuwait and visit with our Red Bull soldiers in the middle of a mission. Who would have ever thought that these things were going to happen 2 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. And then you look at the number of friends and followers on Facebook, and the people that are engaging and downloading the podcasts on MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. It's quite exciting to see this growth, and really appreciate your support, Tom, the support of Andrew and the entire team here, and of course our affiliates. You know, we're on eight different stations around the state, and that means so much to us, because the Minnesota National Guard has armories and bases in 63 communities, and this really helps tell our great story. So great job to you, Tom. Great job to our in-studio producer, Adam Tilsner, and of course Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs for the hard work that goes on behind the scenes each and every week.
Colonel, we just got about a minute left. When I first met you a little over 2 years ago, did you ever have any notion that where we might go with the show and what it might be and how much fun we'd have?
No idea whatsoever. You mentioned those great remote broadcasts. Those are always special. And what I've really grown to enjoy is the opportunity on Memorial Day, where you actually get to do the 3-hour show live. And that's something my entire staff looks forward to. We've had the governor on each and every time that you've done it. We've had both the commissioner and our general. You've had an interesting co-host each time, and both General Kelly and General Lloydalt. That's really a fun show as well.
And it's amazing how quickly those 3 hours go on Memorial Day morning. And once again, that's the Davis Nemer Show, and the station gives us that time free just so that we can tell the stories related to Memorial Day and make sure that our listeners know that about all of the stories of our airmen and soldiers and sailors and Marines out there serving our country and risking their lives to protect our way of life.
Well, Tom, before you cut me off, you always tell your listeners to go out and make a difference every single week. And I just want to tell you, on behalf of your listeners, on behalf of us and involved in the show, that you personally have made a difference to so many of us. So thank you, Mr. Tom Lyons.
Thank you, sir. It's been my pleasure. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com is the place to be. And thank you so much to all the listeners for your great support, passion, all the phone calls and all the messages by Facebook. I really appreciate it. And you're helping us build a better show and tell the story of the great service members and veterans throughout Minnesota.
And stay tuned. We've got some great stories coming up next year and maybe a few more trips out to the country with the show.
Sounds good.
Colonel, thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio. That was Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Olson, Public Affairs Officer from the Minnesota National Guard. Now it's time for Hire Minnesota's Heroes. With an unemployment rate twice the average, Minnesota's veterans are facing an unemployment crisis. The good news is that you can help. Each week, we'll feature one veteran story and ask you to help hire Minnesota's heroes. This week's veteran is Army Second Lieutenant Teresa Reese. Lieutenant Reese, welcome to the show, and can you tell us a little about yourself?
Thank you. Recently, I completed active duty orders for the Minnesota Army National Guard as a human resources administrator. In this position, I was responsible for managing soldiers' dental readiness, educational benefits, eligibility, and enrollment for insurance and military smart cards. And prior to that, I worked as a parts administrator where I was responsible for price negotiations, purchasing, inventory management, and processing service claims. Last year, I had the honor of achieving my biggest goal yet by commissioning as a second lieutenant and becoming a platoon leader and unit movement officer. In this role, I'm responsible for planning, resourcing, executing, and assessing training. But most importantly, I'm able to work with soldiers to motivate and guide them to realize their full potential. I have a bachelor's degree in marketing and an associate's degree in business management. I'm committed to professionalism, highly organized, work under strict deadlines, and excel in fast-paced environments. I'm a proven leader and achiever, and I would love to bring my talents to a great company that I would be able to grow with as a buyer. Thanks.
Teresa and hundreds of others are ready to work hard on their next mission. Can we hire Minnesota's heroes? To connect with Teresa, contact the South Hennepin Workforce Center at 612-821-4009. That's 612-821-4009. Or to learn more, visit positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. When we return to Minnesota Military Radio, we'll speak with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs about how they helped us build this show in the first 2 years. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bill Popp of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. The number one request of deployed soldiers, sailors, and airmen is, take care of my family. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation does just that. We take care of military families. The foundation helps military families when a family has an unexpected financial crisis. We have replaced or repaired many furnaces and appliances, as well as fixed cars to help get children to school, daycare, or the doctor. And we've paid for the transportation and lodging for the family to visit their soldier in the hospital that may be thousands of miles from home. We help military families with many types of financial needs. Military families make many sacrifices. One way you can show your appreciation and say thank you is with your financial support. Please donate. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org. Another way is to buy support our troop license plates. Yes, we take care of military families. And thank you, military families.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to hear from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs about their involvement in Minnesota Military Radio. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelito.
Today, Veterans Day is a time to honor, thank, and celebrate all the outstanding men and women who serve and continue to serve this country. Veterans Day in America can be defined in one word, freedom. And freedom will always be defined by the courage of its defenders. Every single American has been affected by the service of a veteran. And as a state and nation, we have made a commitment to our heroes. It is because of our veterans who defended our country and embody its purposes and vision that we continue to be a prosperous and free nation. To our veterans tuned in now, on behalf of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, thank you for your service and for the sacrifices you have made. Today, November 11th, I invite you to join us for the state of Minnesota's official Veterans Day program held at the Inver Grove Heights Armory at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelledo. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is Beth Koshin. Beth, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Beth, from the start of the show, this is our two-year anniversary, but from the first day of the show, our thought was to involve the Minnesota National Guard, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, tell stories of our military in Minnesota, the veterans benefits, yellow ribbon programs, and the stories of our heroes, our Minnesota veterans. Can you tell us, you've been with us and helping us produce the show for some time, how important is this show to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and explain to our listeners, what are you able to do with the access to the airtime to tell some stories?
Sure. You know, Tom, this opportunity has been a great one for us. It's really given us a way to share with our listeners who we are at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and what it is we do. And it's really, Minnesota Military Radio has provided that outlet for us to reach veterans in the community and share with them the different programs and services and all the great things that we do at the department.
And of course, we've had quite a few of your folks on here. Commissioner Shelledo has joined us many times, and we get his message every week. He's always got something coming up, an event or something that he has some things to tell us about. But we've talked to your deputy commissioners. We've talked to some people out at the VA hospital. We've had county veteran service officers on. We've had all kinds of people, but we've been able to talk about those veterans' benefits, haven't we?
Yep. And, you know, as a department, our mission is to serve Minnesota veterans and their families. And we put really tremendous emphasis on caring for our veterans in Minnesota. And our department and leadership is really proud of the things we do. And, you know, some of the programs and services and the care that we provide is really, it's cutting edge. And, you know, it's setting an example for other states to follow. And it's important for us to be able to share that message along with also sharing with our veterans what's available to them. And we find as a department sometimes the biggest challenge we face is how do we get that information out there? You know, how do we share this? And the show has really been an avenue for us to do that. And so we're really thankful for it.
So the show itself and the fact that we're getting out to many more communities in the state of Minnesota is helping us get the word out about the benefits that our veterans have earned serving their country.
Yes, absolutely, Tom.
We're speaking with Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on Minnesota Military Radio. Beth, with your help, we've been able to line up quite a few interviews over the last couple of years, and I'm sure you've got some favorite ones.
Yep.
One of them that we wanted to get to was we found a book called Sisterhood of War that was about all of the ladies that served in Vietnam, nurses and so forth, and we've got a short clip from that interview.
There were actually thousands of women who served in Vietnam, correct?
Yes, there were. Probably 7,500 or so. Nobody knows for sure because there are no hard and fast statistics that tracked by gender. But the best estimates are about 7,500 women served in Vietnam, and about 90%, 85 to 90%, 6,000 of those were nurses.
Beth, when we have on most of the interviews here, when we think about the Vietnam War, which was my era and my buddies, think about the guys that went to war. But a lot of guys that went to war were saved by all those nurses. That was quite an interview and a very interesting book.
Yeah, you know, when I first came across the Sisterhood of War, Minnesota Women in Vietnam, the book, I was floored. And to me, it was a huge eye-opener to how many women, Minnesota women, served in Vietnam and are veterans. And I thought, this is great. We need to share this, you know, because, I mean, women veterans are really important and to think that all the way back to Vietnam, we had that much involvement from Minnesota. It just brings it all home.
And some brave young ladies when they served in Vietnam in the middle of a war zone. And
absolutely.
Took care of the soldiers and airmen and Marine Corps and sailors that were over there. Beth, we've also had the opportunity to talk to one of your people at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs about his experience in Afghanistan, and we'd like to play that clip right now.
You know, when things were unfolding in the early months, or the early days, rather, after September 11th, we had received the mission that we were going to go in and conduct unconventional warfare. We were the first team to go into southern Afghanistan. And during this whole process, the State Department, among others, is looking for a leader to emerge to combat the regime that's there. There were many choices, and unfortunately, they were getting killed by the hour. Hamid Karzai was thought to be assassinated at a point in time We found out a few hours later he was not, and he was the choice that our team and the nation had chosen at that point in time to take in and conduct an insurgency in southern Afghanistan.
Beth, that was an interview from one of your fellow employees at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs who was right there in Afghanistan, 9/11/2001, and helped escort Hamid Karzai into Afghanistan. How exciting.
Yeah, you know, that's been another great part of this radio show is that many of our employees and, you know, fellow employees of mine are veterans themselves. And who we just heard was Mike McElhenney. He's our legislative director. And it was great to have him on the show to really to tell a story because one of our own had this great short story to share. And it's amazing.
It'd be a good one for our listeners to go back and put Afghanistan in the search engine at Minnesota Military Radio and listen to the entire story. Really one of the true heroes in Minnesota. Beth, one of the other things we've been working on over the course of the last year was we had all of these Red Bull soldiers coming back from Kuwait, and a large number of them were looking for employment. And so we had a show that we called the Employment Roundtable, and Barbara Riley joined us, and here's part of what she had to say.
Many of our young men and women have gone over to places like Iraq, Afghanistan, and now, of course, the 1st Brigade Combat Team in Kuwait. They know how to accomplish things. They are confident. They know what they're doing. They need an opportunity. But if you give a veteran an opportunity, they will take advantage of that, and they will be good for your business.
Beth, we've had a pretty good impact on the employment of our soldiers that came back, and I think it was something like within the brigade, 28% were looking for work when they came back, and we've just heard in the last couple of days that that's down to about 6%, so it's almost matching the civilian population. One of the other things we've been able to do here is to bring some publicity to the fact that these citizen soldiers, when they come back, need to get back to work.
Yep, absolutely. And veteran employment is a huge initiative at our department right now. And Barb O'Reilly and her team work really hard to kind of put the pieces together and make it easier, an easier system for veterans to navigate. You know, they come home, how do they get a job? And the employment resource team was really a great way for us to measure their results and measure how many veterans are out of work or need work when they get home and how can we get in there and connect and make sure that we guide them and help them get that work.
And Beth, one of the other things we've been able to do on the show is we've had several of your county veteran service officers in, and you've got one of those in every county, don't you, at least?
Yep. Our CVSOs are in all, I think, 87 counties, and they are... We like to refer to them as the first person that you should go to. If you're a veteran and wondering if you have benefits or anything like that, we always refer our veterans to their county veteran service officer first, and then from there they usually get hooked up with somebody at our department.
And Beth, we've got a bunch of things we're working on for next year, but we've got about a minute left. Any final thoughts about the show, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and for our listeners, if they need to contact you, where do they go?
Well, you know, we are just really, really happy and thankful for this opportunity. And aside from our department having, you know, the opportunity to be on the show, we've also had the opportunity for subject matter experts in different fields to come on and share. And, you know, there's a really incredibly strong support network in Minnesota for veterans. And we just want to help get the word out about that support network. And we really just hope that if there's veterans or family members of veterans listening, you know, and they're wondering about anything veteran-wise, go to minnesotaveteran.org. That's our website, and that's where they can find out information that they need. And I also want to, being it's Veterans Day, on behalf of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, I'd like to wish all of our veterans a happy Veterans Day, and we want to thank you for your service.
Beth, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me.
That was Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on Minnesota Military Radio. We have to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Joining me now from Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and Clear Channel, is one of their account reps that I've known in the radio industry for a number of years, Kevin Cash. Kevin, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. Good morning.
First time you've been on the show.
This is the first time I have been on any show in a long time, so I appreciate it.
I wanted to have you on the show so we could tell the listeners that I put all the blame for the show on Mr. Lee in the first segment, and he shouldered it and said he'd accept it.
Well deserved.
But this show really came about because of our relationship. You introduced me to Mr. Lee one day, and we went to lunch, and here we are 2.5 years later. Boy, did you guys mess me up.
We messed you up. We have a plan. We know what we're doing. It's well scripted. But I was looking for a lunch partner one day. Actually, I'm kidding. Had talked with Andrew one day about the concept of a show geared towards talking about the military in a different respect than people have done for forever. And we brought up your name as far as somebody that we should talk to in the concept that we were looking at.
So you decided to pick on an old Vietnam veteran, flag-waving guy that might be susceptible to signing up as a volunteer host.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to do it.
Well, fortunately, we had the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and the Minnesota National Guard very interested in telling stories about the military in Minnesota and veterans benefits and the Yellow Ribbon Program. And we've been able to find a lot of very interesting Minnesota veterans and tell their stories on the air. And thanks to you, we've had an opportunity to do that, and we'll continue to do it for a while.
At the very beginning, and a lot of your coordinating, some great organizations and people came together as a meeting of the minds to put the show together, and it's been amazing. And I can't believe it's 2 years now. You're 2 years old.
I'm 2 years old, and you've already taken me to Chan Hassen and Cragans and Camp Ripley and Kuwait.
Kuwait, yeah, we sent you on the other side of the world.
I'm still waiting for the check on that one. No, we're just teasing. But Kevin, this is an amazing opportunity. We're happy to have been here for 2 years. Clear Channel putting us on the air and providing the staff and the studio and you with all of your help. Wow, thank you.
You're most welcome, and I, you know, I'm glad to see the growth over the past couple of years, going from, you know, our little hometown station here to across the great state of Minnesota, and continuing to grow. So glad to be a part of it. It's a lot of fun to see this.
Another very, very generous thing you've allowed us to do, to take it to Outstate Radio so that our service members can hear it at every armory. Our veterans all over the state can hear the show. And, of course, they can, even if they miss it on the air, they can find the podcast at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Now, we just got a couple minutes left. How can the listeners help?
Well, the listeners can help in the business community. As true to commercial radio stations, we are advertiser supported. So if there are people that want to sponsor the program out there, they can reach me simply on email, commonly spelled at kevincash@clearchannel.com. And we'd love to find a way to find partners to sponsor the show.
So you'd accept money and actually put some promos out?
Baby needs new shoes. No, of course we would. And it's a model, obviously, that we have here at Clear Channel. But what a great way to associate yourself with top-notch programming.
You know, we're teasing and, you know, talking about money, but this station, Clear Channel and Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130, has helped produce the show, put it on the air, release it out to all over the state. Just to show and prove that you want to help support our troops and their families, and what a great effort and what a fantastic place that you work from top to bottom. Wonderful people here at Clear Channel.
Thank you.
And the listeners out state, I'll bet those radio stations would probably accept a little help too.
They work under the same model that we do. So if there are out state businesses that would like to partner, please contact your local radio station that carries this program and talk to them. And I'm sure they'd be happy to do something along the same lines.
So advertising on the radio works. It helps build businesses.
Advertiser-supported radio. I love it.
And one last time, how do they contact you?
KevinCash@clearchannel.com.
Kevin, thanks for the great opportunity, and I'll send you a bill later.
I look forward to doing this in another 2 years when you're 4 years old.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Kevin Cash from Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and Clear Channel. Joining me now is my military producer, Sergeant Ben Outcooper. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Tom, thank you very much for having me.
We're going to talk about some events, Veterans Day events coming up.
And there are so many around the state, you know, one in every single community. I mean, just looking down this list on beyondtheyellowribbon.org, we've got Normandale Lutheran Church has got a concert going on. White Bear Lake has an event coming up. There's so many to mention. The main state Veterans Day event that the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is putting together. That's Sunday, November 11th at Veterans Memorial Community Center in Invergrove Heights. There's going to be a breakfast, 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Sounds like a really great event to go to, but there are events throughout the entire state that people can go to right there in their communities.
And the quickest and easiest way to find all of those is to go online at beyondtheyellowribbon.org, click on events and deals.
Over on the right side, events and deals give you a full lineup. You can find something that's right there by your home.
I know there's a special one coming up about the Ritchie Boys.
Mm-hmm. Remember them from our earlier show? What was that, about 6 months ago?
Yeah, all they have to do is go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, type in Ritchie Boys. They can hear the story of World War II. But they're going to be in town right after our Veterans Day.
Yep, right on Monday, November 12th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30. They're going to be talking at the Metropolitan State University, St. Paul campus. Should be a pretty great event. We've got, and with all these events, you know, if you like us on Facebook, you'll get them in your feed there. We put the posters, the flyers up there, links to more information. It just pops up as the days go on.
Well, it's automatic. Don't even have to think about it. You'll see it as they come up.
Absolutely.
Ben, are there other events or deals that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, plenty of events out there, but deals, wow, this is pretty good. Applebee's, free food, Subway, Olive Garden. Looking to do some home remodeling, Home Depot and Lowe's are offering 10% discount on everything. So, all those things are listed at beyondtheyellowribbon.org. It's a great day to take advantage of the deals and, you know, be thanked for being a veteran.
So to all our veterans out there, go online to beyondtheyellowribbon.org. You can find plenty of events, plenty of ways to celebrate the weekend or the day. And, seems like everybody's trying to fatten us up this weekend, Ben.
Yeah, too many calories to count.
Lots of good deals. We've got one other thing we want to mention. Once again, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation will be a beneficiary of the Nordic American Thanksgiving Breakfast. The annual breakfast, founded by the Sons of Norway, brings people together to offer thanks for the privileges of freedom, faith, family, and friends. This year's breakfast is Tuesday, November 20th, in the Grand Ballroom at the Doubletree by Hilton in Bloomington. For details on this and many other upcoming events, visit us at facebook.com/Minnesota Military Radio. And Ben, that's a great event. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It's open to the public. I think there's a small fee for to go in and experience the breakfast. The governor's going to be speaking. I've been to it before, and I'm going to be there on behalf of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. If you've got time, it's early morning on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It'd be a good place to spend some time. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Andrew Lee, the program director from Twin Cities News Talk, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Olson from the Minnesota National Guard, Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Kevin Cash from Clear Channel, Commissioner Larry Shelodow of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we take a look at the...